This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A quiz, if I might. What do the following people have in common? Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, Jensen Huang of NVIDIA, and Elon Musk of Elon Musk. If you said they're all super rich guys who run American technology companies, well, yes, you would be right, but they're also immigrants. Pichai from India, Huang from Taiwan, Musk from South Africa. I bring that up because all three of them were in attendance at that AI forum the Senate convened earlier this week, and getting our artificial intelligence future right might well depend on getting immigration right, too. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
If you saw the movie Oppenheimer, pro tip, you can leave after the first 2 hours. Anyway, if you were at least awake for most of Oppenheimer, you might have been surprised at all the foreign accents. That's because in the race to beat Hitler to the bomb, the Manhattan Project employed lots of nuclear scientists originally from outside the U.S.
We relied a lot on German talent and talent from other European countries, and that was really vital to advancing American national security interests.
Daryl West is with the Brookings Institution.
We're kind of in a similar situation today where we're in an AI race with China. Immigration can be part of that success story.
The good news is AI talent from around the world still wants to come here more than anywhere else. The biggest AI companies and AI paychecks are in Silicon Valley, and Stanford and UC Berkeley are leading AI research schools. The bad news is that when Baobao Zhang at Syracuse University surveyed AI researchers,
69% of those who currently live in the U.S. say that visa and immigration issues are a serious problem for their conducting AI research.
It's the same issues American tech companies have been complaining about for decades. A cap on the number of high-skilled visas, the Kafka-esque odyssey to a green card. To fix that, some lawmakers have proposed creating an AI visa specifically designed for AI talent. Zach Arnold at the Center for Security and Emerging Technology applauds the spirit of the idea, but
it can also be pretty difficult to predict exactly who is going to make a contribution. A lot of the really fundamental figures in AI in the U.S. have come into the country as children, as dependents, as refugees.
If the U.S. fails to attract and retain foreign AI talent, the biggest winner could be Canada. It's trying to be as accommodating as possible for immigrants with AI expertise. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.